At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which are discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test. If you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is, I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the Navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, Navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. The 24th nakshatra of Shatpisha is the heart of Aquarius, the unconventional one, the one who wants to go out against the grain. This is so-called the graduation of Rahu itself. Does even Rahu graduate? You know, it's always looking for unconventional things. And this is a Rahu ruled nakshatra sitting in a sign governed by Rahu. So it's very, very powerful in that sense. But it has to be understood in the proper meaning here. Rahu ruled nakshatras are going into Swati and coming into Shatpisha. You need to understand the graduation of nakshatras. The 159 code, if you remember. What does it say? It says Rahu started in Ardra with an energy of throwing a fit, a tantrum, a fuss. I want to get to the root of things. I want to understand it in a new way. The old ideas in a new way, the old structures of thinking in a new way. Rahu is an expert at breaking old structures of belief in ideas. It's a master of that. When it came to Swati, Rahu was seeking individuality. Who am I in the picture of all these things? Discovering a new form of individuality was what Rahu was doing in Swati. In Shatabhisha, it graduates. It goes into its own self and wants to discover new stuff, new territory. You can take some things from the symbols. Shatabhisha is symbolized by an empty black circle or by a bouquet of flowers. This is the symbol used for Shatabhisha in Vedic astrology. Now, Rahu ruled nakshatras, like I said, it wants to achieve things. It is where the karma of the hunger did not stop in the last time, one is born in the nakshatra of Shatabhisha. Secrecy, introverted, being alone, speed, pervasive, the healing power of 100 physicians, very high creativity, being alone, something like the writers. These are the characteristics of Shatabhisha. What was the life lesson? If you remember from the Heart of Nakshatra series, it was the master of abstract uses connections to make things tangible. Why are we talking about abstraction and going into tangibility? It's because Shatabhisha is ruled both sides by Rahu. It's a nakshatra of Rahu and in the sign of Rahu. Therefore, it is all about too much of abstraction. So how does an abstraction become tangible? That's the challenge of Shatabhisha. That is the challenge thrown to the soul within Shatabhisha. So it tries to make connections, abstract connections of ideas, putting dissimilar ideas into one single concept, if you will. Okay, that's the talent of Shatabhisha. So that's what it tries to bring into the career path, into the mainstream, so to speak. Okay, so falls between 6 degrees 40 minutes of Aquarius to 20 degrees of Aquarius. The talents are, they are good in healing, like power of 100 physicians, independence and analysis, research analysis. Okay, going more into the abstract part of analysis. Remember that Rahu is very abstract in this sign. Abilities include healing others, working independently and analyzing situations. Shatabhisha, if you have a dominance of planets or points here, you would require a lot of alone time to think, to ponder, to analyze, to make those abstract connections between dissimilar ideas in your brain. Ambition is to heal, to analyze and work independently. It's a very independent kind of nakshatra. Fulfillment in career comes from healing professions, research and independent work. Strengths of Shatabhisha include analytical, they are precise and they are independent. Remember, Rahu is a lot of focus. In Aquarius, there will be a lot of focus of that planet if it's sitting here in those areas. Strengths are, they are analytical, precise and independent. Weaknesses, they are detached. They have an emotional coldness about them. And they love to work in isolation. They're not very good team players because their brain processes it in a different way. Nothing wrong with that. They are more of isolationists. Opportunities include research roles, medical fields, because it's a healer. There's a healing energy there. And technology as well. Threats include conflicts from detachment, conflicts from isolation, and risk of burnout, working too much in the head, so to speak. The keywords now in profession being, they can be good in healing profession, all kinds of healing professions, even doctors and surgeons, by the way, or even in the teaching line or in the research line. Medical research is good for Shatabhisha. holistic healers, yes, very good. All these Reiki healers, Theta healers, all these different healers that we have these days. It's good at that. Shatabhisha is growing in that. Alternative medicine, like I said, it can be even homeopathy, it can be Ayurveda, it can be different alternative medications. Wellness practitioner or spiritual healing. Shatabhisha is unconventional. It will not go with the mainstream. So it will discover new things. It is very confident in itself because it is always in the world of abstraction trying to make things tangible. Their careers would also be good in scientific research, any kind of researcher, academic career, like I said, academia combined with research. Most of research comes from the PhDs and the academia of this world, yes? Scientific exploration and investigation. Investigation is good for Rahu, okay? Psychology career, counselor, therapist, mental health professional, emotional healing could be other career paths for Shatabhisha. We shall see this more when we tie in the Enneagram and the MBTI types. Best working relationships are with Dhanishtha, enhances innovation with analytical skills and precision. The one we just left behind. Purva Bhadrapada. The next one after this complements problem solving skills with idealism and transformation. Hasta Nakshatra in Virgo, which provides detailed execution, skillful support in research and technology. Hasta is very grounded in Virgo. So that's the essential talent skills of Shatabhisha Nakshatra itself, signatures. Now let us go ahead and examine the Enneagram types and the MBTI types and see where we can narrow down the career paths if you are a particular Enneagram or particular MBTI type and you have a dominance of Shatabhisha Nakshatra. We are tying in three dissimilar schools of psychological analysis, if you will, and we are bringing it to one. We are almost being like Shatabhisha in this case. We are tying in the abstract to bring it to the real, okay? If you don't know what your Enneagram type is, INTJ or INFP, INFJ or Enneagram type, you can go through the other playlist of mine where I have made free Excel sheets for you to download and check it out for yourself. And then come back to this and then check out your Nakshatra dominance in Shatabhisha and see where the career path can lead to. The first Enneagram type match we see is type 5, the investigator. Obviously, Shatabhisha, like I said, is interested in lots of analyzing. The key traits of Enneagram type 5 are perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. All the traits of Shatabhisha Nakshatra. Basic desire is to be capable and competent. Basic motivation being gaining knowledge and understanding the environment and conserving energy. The centers of intelligence being the head and moving away from people. For type 5 Enneagram, and if you have matching Shatabhisha Nakshatra dominance in your chart, which I think it will, you will be good at lots of research professions because this has to do with moving away from people and being very heady in the energy, right? Scientific research, academic research, scientific exploration and investigation of all kinds, any kind of research field in the field of science, all kinds of sciences you can take there. It's not restricted to one type of science. Okay. That would be Enneagram type 5. Next one is type 4, the individualist. Enneagram type 4, the key traits being they are expressive, they can be dramatic, self-absorbed and temperamental. So their basic fear is having no identity or personal significance. Basic desire is to find themselves and their significance, to create an identity. Motivation is expressing individuality. Now, Rahu loves individuality, unconventional maverick type of individuality, avoiding the mundane, seeking depth and authenticity. Again, moving away from people, so it can be in both fields of scientific research or academia, but also going into psychological career, counselor, therapist, mental health professional and so on. Because these two are more ideational kind of profession lists, okay? These are nothing to do with people. People will be more on the healing profession side. So if you are an Enneagram type 4 with Shatpisha, think about these career paths available for you. Last on the Enneagram list is type 9, the peacemaker. Receptive, reassuring, complacent and resigned. Their basic desire is to have inner stability and peace of mind. Avoid conflict and tension and seek harmony and comfort. That's their basic drive. Centers of intelligence is the body. So if the centers of intelligence is the body and you're still moving away from people, it could be more along the lines of healing profession for the peacemaker, because that will bring them that peace of mind they seek. Holistic healer, alternative medicines healer, wellness practitioners of all kinds, spiritual healers of all kinds. That will be the type 9 Enneagram with Shatpisha Nakshatra dominance in their D1 and D10 charts. Okay. Now let us briefly see the MBTI types. Obviously all are I, as you can see. It's very introverted Nakshatra here. INTJ being the first. Now, INTJ is the architect, imaginative, strategic thinkers with a plan for everything, independent, decisive, skeptical and private. See all characteristics matching with Shatpisha right there. INTJs are highly organized and plan their days meticulously. They enjoy spending time alone, delving into their interests and honing their skills. Work-wise, they thrive in roles that require strategic planning, problem solving and independent work. So therefore, INTJs, I will put them more in the field of science and engineering, as it is said even there, scientific research, engineering research, medical research also, any kind of research, okay, because they are highly honed analysts, so to speak, naturally speaking. Next MBTI type would be INFP. Now the INFP is a mediator, the diplomat variety. Okay. So they are poetic, kind, altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause. Can you see the healing path there? Characteristics are they are idealistic, empathetic, open-minded and reserved. They prioritize creativity and personal growth, often spending time reflecting, writing or engaging in artistic pursuits. Ideal roles involve creativity, helping others and working on meaningful projects. They often work in arts, counseling and non-profit sectors. So there you have it, the keyword being counseling. So you can do well in psychological careers, being a child psychologist, adult counselors, therapists, psychiatrists even, mental health professionals, emotional healers, or even in the unconventional alternative medicine wellness practitioner sort of healing modalities as well. So check it out. If you are an MBTI type INFP and Shatpisha dominant, this could be the possible career paths for you. Last one on our list is INFJ, the advocate. They are quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealists. Shatpisha is idealistic. Characteristics: insightful, altruistic, creative and sensitive. INFJs seek meaningful activities and deep connections. They often spend time reflecting and helping others. Work-wise, they excel in roles that align with their values and allow them to help others, such as counseling, education and social work. So counseling figures there. So INFJ and the dominance of Shatpisha Nakshatra in Lord of the 10,000 D1 or D10 charts will give you a good career in counseling, psychology, psychiatry, being a psychiatrist or psychologist, child counselors, therapists of all kinds. This is what your career paths are. If you don't know what those MBTI and Enneagram types are, you can go to my other video playlist where I have given free Excel sheet downloads on my Google Drive. Take those, come back here and then do the rest of the exercise. I will see you in the next one, Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra. Meantime, take care and be safe.